My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Joining us right now on the Beck Your Guest Hotline, our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. What's up, Kevin?
It's time to get Rick. You know what? This is, I know that every single week, Eric wakes up on a Friday morning and he says to himself, this is the best time of the week, 7 o'clock on Friday mornings. I know he has a beautiful family. He's hanging out with his best friends doing his radio show. But this moment is the highlight of his week, and I appreciate it.
If you ever had a good movie to review, I'd be excited.
If I ever had a good movie to review, I've been on your show since November 18th, 2005.
Like, right?
I've reviewed some pretty big movies on this show.
We're coming up on 20 years
that I'm interested in the last couple of years.
You didn't like Top Gun?
20 years.
I did like Top Gun.
Well, that's the last couple years.
Okay, you know, like, one.
Yeah, there's some big movies. In the last 20 years, The Dark Knight.
Kevin, you reviewed, I can't remember the name of it. Is it Strange Darling? Is that the name of it?
Sir.
And you said you loved it.
Yeah.
I think the next day, maybe it was earlier this week, maybe Monday, someone called up and said, meh. So, you know what? Not seeing it.
See, this is one of the most frustrating things about you, Jason Bishop. Let me just say something.
He influenced me. Sorry.
Yeah, but why is one random person's
because when you're on the fence, it puts you over.
But you should hold Kevin in higher regard because you've known him for longer, and he's a professional.
I know, but I need everybody to say it's really
good.
You
need everybody to agree.
Yes. Unanimity.
Yeah.
And I can't have
it. There are people who don't like Top Gun Maverick. Would that throw you over the edge?
I didn't like the weird football scene
here's
on
the
beach. It was bizarre.
Stupid.
It was strange.
That was stupid.
But overall, it was good.
A callback.
It was entertaining.
But the Top Gun Maverick, we went as a group. We went as a show.
Didn't we? That's true.
I don't think so. I didn't.
Went as a show at Roadhouse.
I thought we went to see Top Gun with...
I think he's right.
Didn't we see the year before?
Well, with who?
Same deal. Listeners. It was the same movie theater.
With all the listeners.
I missed it. I think it was on the vacay.
Yeah, we went
remember
with
the
all
fire
the
alarm went off in the middle of it?
Apparently he doesn't remember.
I pretty much had to go.
Two things and, I've been to theaters where all of a sudden they just go black. Like they lose power.
Right.
That happened to me a few times.
That was the one in Tyson's, didn't we?
Yes, you're correct.
So it was kind of a show
thing.
It
was obviously unimportant to me.
Yeah, you
did. Time to get Rick.
Anyway.
All right, so... Beetlejuice is getting hyped up a lot right now. I don't think it comes out this weekend. What are you hearing about Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I mean, so it's funny because I was lucky enough to go to New York a couple weeks ago to sit down with that whole cast. And I've, that first Beetlejuice is 1988, so it's 36 years ago. I was 4 years old. Eric was already 30 at that point. and, you know, I find it like, it's interesting when you think of sequels and you go, okay, what's really worth bringing back? What's not worth bringing back? And Tim Burton stepping back in the director's chair to direct a sequel 36 years later is kind of cool. And a lot of the cast has returned. Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hara. And I had was very lucky to be able to sit down with that entire cast.
I saw Catherine O'Hara on a clip doing the Kevin bit with you that kind of threw you. You loved it. You were lapping that up.
Dude, so it was, yeah, so one of the interviews I did was Catherine O'Hara and Jenna Ortega.
Yeah.
And Jenna Ortega, obviously, a huge star right now, Wednesday, Scream 5. It's funny. So all my life, people have screamed Kevin at me, like the way Catherine screams it in Home Alone. And that was always like a huge movie for me growing up or whatever. I didn't ask her to do it. We were in the middle of an interview. I had brought up the fact that she shouts names. She does it in Beetlejuice, and she shouts names in Home Alone. And, you know, the interview kept going 2-3 minutes later. And then as I was closing, she looked at me and said, "May I?" And then just screamed Kevin. And Jenna Ortega is sitting there like looking at my face, and I'm freaked out. Not only did she scream Kevin, she stopped and said, "You know what? I don't think I did it that great. Let me do it one more time for you." And then she did it again. And I was like thankful the cameras were on for that. But yeah, she was wonderful. Michael Keaton, that to me was, you know, you're sitting across from Michael Keaton, and I forget, dude, he did Batman and Beetlejuice a year apart. Those are both Tim Burton.
I know you've interviewed Blake Lively. Was she ever a mean girl to you?
No, she's always, I've never had any issues with Blake Lively. I've interviewed her.
You never
her.
Thought she was a snob?
No, not at all. I mean, again, I need one of the things that I find fascinating about that whole Blake Lively situation,
mm-hmm.
anything can be skewed and anything can be narratively driven to an audience through an algorithm. If you take one clip of somebody from an interview 15 years ago, whatever, 10 years ago, and you put it against another interview or you clip it together with other clips, I think that's the scariest thing about the internet, that a person's complete career can be shifted in tone based on a narrative. And listen, I don't know anything about the behind the scenes. I know exactly what you guys know in terms of the stories that have been pushed out into the media about this. I do think we need to be a little more hesitant about the way we take in media, genuinely. I mean, like, anybody can pull clips and make somebody look bad if it's done in a certain context. So I've sat down with Blake Lively 5 times, and she's always been super nice to me. I sat down with her for a simple favor with Anna Kendrick. I sat down with her for The Shallows. I sat down with her for Age of Adeline. I think she's super sweet. But again, I also, a lot of people always say to me, like, you know, are you friends with these actors? Like, no. I mean, like if they come across as nice, like Tom Cruise, when I'm talking to Tom Cruise on the red carpet, I feel, and I think the way the camera makes, you know, the way the interview set up, that I'm the only person that matters to him in that moment.
Yeah, he's just good at that. He seems like he's good at that.
Right. And listen, I don't know Tom Cruise at all. I know nothing about the guy. But I do know that when I'm standing in front of him for 3 or 4 minutes, that he gives me his full undivided attention.
Yeah, he locks in on you. It's cool.
Right. So I could say Tom Cruise is the nicest person on the planet, but I only can gauge that from a collective 30 minutes I've spent with him over the years.
Mm-hmm. Guys are douches. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones was a douche to you.
It's so interesting. The Tommy Lee Jones situation, I've told the story before. I'll be brief. It was him, Will Smith, and Josh Brolin for Men in Black 3. And I was going down the hallway, and I'd gotten Josh, and he was great. Will Smith was like, met me at the door. "Kevin, how you doing?" It was incredible. And then I had gotten to Tommy Lee Jones's room, and everybody in the hallway was basically like, you know, this is going to be one of the hardest interviews you ever do.
And what a nightmare. Because,
But I also think it's also reading the room and understanding just his personality. Like, I remember the first interview I did with him, that interview, I walked out. I felt like I failed because he just gave like very short answers. And the irony of it all was that like I you know, got through like whatever, like 8 or 9 questions, and they were like one word answers. And then years later, I got him again for Ad Astra, and I asked one question. It was a 6-minute answer, and I just don't understand. And what that kind of gave me perspective on is like everybody has different moods and different days. Mm-hmm. And like for me, it took me forever. I wouldn't use the D word for Tommy Lee Jones. The two experiences I've had with him, one was bad and one was really good. And so Harrison Ford, I told someone this the other day, I've had to, over the years, I've been lucky enough to sit down with enough people enough times that I can actually start to figure them out. So like Harrison Ford took me 5 interviews to figure him out, because the first 5 interviews I ever did with Harrison Ford, he was so cold. And I didn't understand why.
So how did you turn him?
Well, it's not that I turned him. I just understood what he's interested in talking about. Like Harrison Ford doesn't care about fandom. He doesn't want you to walk in the room and be like, oh my God, it's Indiana Jones. Oh my God, it's Han Solo.
He didn't want you to show him the movie stub.
He probably wants to talk about like landing his plane like on the wrong runway, like in California, and almost like crashing into a big 747.
No, Ford would not care if I pulled my ticket stub out. You know who didn't care about my ticket stub? Bruce Willis. Like there's this like certain dude.
Well, he probably didn't remember the movie.
No. That's not nice. Bruce Willis, I that is not a nice comment.
It's a joke, Kevin.
No, I know, but you know that is a really serious thing.
Oh, oh my God! Everything's serious.
No, I know, but in terms of the Bruce Willis moment was years ago. It was for Die Hard 5. But the tone of interviewing Bruce Willis, he just didn't care about a ticket stub.
He didn't want to be there.
Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ford.
He didn't care about you and
Kevin.
All about you.
We only got a couple minutes left.
I can't believe there were 5 diehards.
Is there anything for us to watch on demand, on Netflix?
Sure, we're not watching.
Not watching anything.
Football week one.
We're not watching anything on Netflix this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. We're getting back into football.
Yes,
season.
It's football season, Papa.
You don't care about football.
It's so funny, dude. The other day I was in Baltimore a couple weeks ago. Went to see Slipknot at the Chesapeake Bank Arena, and I'm walking around. I'm like, why is everybody wearing Ravens jerseys? And I was like, because I guess it was a preseason game or something. I had no idea.
Because you're in Baltimore, Rick.
Baltimore, you idiot.
No. There was an actual game. Okay. I think it was a Friday night. I think it was.
Actually, there has to be a game for people to rock purple in Baltimore.
No, but it was like an absurd amount of purple.
You're gonna that's like a Super Bowl. You got to go to a Ravens game, then the Slipknot concert right afterwards.
That's quite a double dip.
You're going to notice when you go to Pittsburgh, everybody's in like black, like the whole city's black.
Yeah, all the yinzers.
Like literally, like the bridges are painted yellow.
He's going to a silly spot.
No, I know, but
be wearing
no jerseys where I'm going.
They're going to be wearing George Pickens jerseys all over the golf course he's at.
That's true.
What do you guys think of the new name of the Commander Stadium?
Northwest Stadium?
I think it's awful, but whatever. It's a corporate sponsor.
It's a sponsor.
They could be the Northwest Junkies if they would pay us enough.
Yeah, well, the Commander's name is terrible anyway.
Well,
they need to get rid
of
that too.
Of course.
Right. Yeah, so. What would you name him, Kev? Be honest. No shtick.
I'm not doing any bits. I like Washington Football Team.
There's something to be said for that.
Some people did
There's something to be said for that.
I think it sounds... Commander sounds like a minor league team.
It just does.
It doesn't sound like an NFL team.
It's just so boring.
Jason just sighed, by the way.
What?
I just noticed a big old sigh.
When Kevin talks sports, punch out.
I mean, I'm usually out anyway. We just talk movies.
He just took a deep sigh.
You should welcome him. He's talking sports. You love sports so much.
I know, but
it's time for him to go. The best moment of that whole moment just now is that Eric was actually engaged for a second.
Well, I like when you talk about
this. Is the most he's ever talked to you.
No, I like when he talks about his interviews with the celebrities. I don't care about the movies. The movies are all awful. The movie industry's in the toilet. Everything's a remake or a comic thing. I'm out. But when he talks about interviewing Tommy Lee Jones or Harrison Ford, I do find that interesting.
All right, 30 seconds, just a quick breakdown. Go see Strange Darling. Don't listen to Jason. Twisters is on demand now. If you missed it in theaters, you can watch it in your home. I also want to point out that next week is Beetlejuice in theaters. And then I'm going to give them, you know what? I'm going to bring this back real quick. Movies people sleep on.
All right.
And I used to do this back in the show. There's a movie called Ex Machina that I want to bring
up. I'm sure I sleep on Ex Machina.
Isn't that one like up for a billion awards?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's
good. No, dude.
It's really good.
Oh, Donald Gleason.
I don't know if you like it, but it's good.
Is it even in English?
Isn't like half woman, half robot?
It's definitely about a female robot. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
She's definitely hot. Well,
I'm not into hot robot takes. That's probably Drabby's fetish. That's not mine.
All right, Kevin.
All right, guys.
All right. All right. All right. See you, buddy.
It's Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy TV.
Same
thing. I'd rather interview a robot
than Kevin.
I mean, it's a Friday. I should be happy.
The ending of Ex Machina, I'm not going to ruin it for anybody. The ending of it really sticks with you. If, in case you ever decide to watch.
I'll take your word for
it. I saw the movie. Don't remember the ending.
It stuck with me.
I'm pretty sure I'll die. Never
you
seen that movie.
You sleep a little bit on, is it Alicia Vikander? The female lead? You sleep a
the
little
robot,
bit.
The sexy robot?
Yeah, she's a sexy Swedish robot. Mm.
Uh-huh. Does she have an OnlyFans?
You would want to pwn it. I guarantee you that.
You don't need the OnlyFans. She's naked in the movie.
Really?
Look, this is
look
you.
Look how happy Drab was saying that.
Sleep. Fully asleep on that.
All right, just tell me your name. I'll look her up. Is she better than Alexandria Daddario?
She's on that level. But she's...
No, she's on that level.
You think she is?
What's her
very
name?
Very cute. Alicia Vikander. V-I-K-A-N-D-E-R.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I don't even know how to spell Alicia.
Just put Vikander in your search bar and she's going to come up. It's not that difficult.
Vikander, Swedish actress.
Yes, that's her.
Hanging out with Eric Carlson.
Yeah. You know why you like her?
A lot of Swede representation on the show today.
She looks like she's way younger than she is. That's why you like her.
Well, she ain't that old. She's 35.
She's mid-30s.
Yeah.
I wish I was 35.
Michael Fassbender. Did you mention that?
I did not mention Michael Fassbender.
Yeah. Did you know that she was married to him?
I think I knew that.
Oh.
I've heard he has a gigantic hog. I've heard that through the Rumorville.
You and your buddies talk about that kind of
stuff? Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little Washington Commanders as we hit the skins here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.